The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I was just going through our text thread.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is always active the day after a game.
Yep, we're activated, all of us.
It's an activation sensation.
Yeah, it's a buck. And normally Grandy is live on overtime, but he was doing such a good job with Warriors Live and Warriors Post that...
Right.
I was kind of stuck with, and I love them both, Sterling and Kyle Madsen, but I missed the quiet hand, the steadying influence of the Grandy, man.
Well, I'll be back tonight for the football hour. And
okay, beautiful.
And you'll be stuck with Kyle again with that as
okay.
well.
Why wait for then? You're here now. Explain
True.
This text, which was received today at 10:43 a.m.
This is from Mark with a C.
Mark with a C.
Okay.
Because I you're capturing the same thing that I'm feeling. And we would love everyone to speak to this today. Because I wrote on Twitter, I think that this is the most frustrating team that I can remember watching in a long time. And I don't mean 49ers. I mean sports.
Sports, man.
Sports. Like, this team is way more frustrating than the Giants. Because the Giants...
Well, the Giants are the Giants.
But they don't have anybody.
Right.
And that's their fault. But I'm not going to that game being like, showtime!
Go Dodgers.
I'm sitting...
The Giants are like me and Fade the Dibber. You're probably going to go 500. Like...
Or under.
I'm only a game under. I was about to be hot.
But you weren't.
I should have been.
And you're not.
Well... And that's on
you
them.
You should be more
that
mad.
That was a them problem
but,
than a me problem.
But we knew this about them.
Yeah, we
so
did.
So you got to bake that into your cake,
yeah,
doctor.
Baker Mayfield that into my cake. Seriously, like, that should yesterday should have been 38-20.
Of course it. Of every Niner game, we walk away with that game should have and then fill in the blank.
Right.
And that's my point. So back to Grandy. Quote, I'm not sure when the last time watching the 49ers was as frustrating as it was yesterday. Grandy?
That the last two defensive drives made me want to rip my hair out, like in ways that I've never felt that frustrated before watching a sporting event.
And people don't know this, but you've got great hair.
It's early. He's 28.
Yeah. Yeah.
And quietly, the forehead is creeping into 500.
I got that's a what, big forehead.
That's what, yeah, that's what happens.
Pretty soon, it's going to be Chris Berman
don't,
for that forehead.
Don't come at
thank you.
Don't come at him with your own wounding over there.
Hey, I'm good.
He's fine, and he's got a life ahead of him, and we'll see how it goes.
All I pointed out was pretty soon, it's going to be Chris Berman, and it is going to go back.
You don't know that, and
well,
there are ways
yeah,
for him
actually,
to battle that, actually.
Sure.
Anyway, go ahead, Grandy.
Yep.
Bucky Irving, shout out, Oregon, running all over the Niners defense.
Yep.
Nick Bosa being unable to get him down from behind. He had him in the backfield, absolutely confounding me there. The penalty after penalty after penalty on that drive where they ultimately, as you pointed out, Dibs, they stood up and forced the field goal, which was a huge moment, but it shouldn't have even got to that point. The Nick Bosa, Baker Mayfield stiff arm is maybe the most individual play, the most frustrating individual play that I can remember as a Niner fan in quite a long time. And so much of this is expectations based. You guys talking about the Giants. Okay, what real expectations do we have for over the last handful of years? This Niner team, we know what they've accomplished recently. And you feel like, all right, you get Juwan back. You get McCaffrey back. You're coming off of a bye. They're coming off of a short week where they went to overtime on the road against the defending two-time Super Bowl champions. They're without their two top receivers. They lose their star left tackle in the first quarter, and you have to barely eke out a win? Like, you are 10 times better than that Buccaneers team is, or at least you should be, and you probably should have lost that football game, not because they went out there and won it, but because you tried to hand it over to them time and time and time again.
You made enough mistakes to lose it, yes. Like, and this is one of the things I try to get at, because we lay all of those, I call them table setters. You're like, oh, they don't have the receivers. Oh, they've only got 6 days rest. We've got 14 days. Oh, that not just 6 days rest, but they went to overtime. Those are all table setters. Those are why the 49ers are favored going into a game. But I'm talking more about then what happens when the game does start. Okay? Because we can be wrong about those things. And I don't really know what effect those have. Oh, the Bucs are on 6 days and the Niners are on 14. Great. The Bucs are still allowed to go play better. But that's my point. They don't. The game opens up and it feels like the Niners go up 10-0 no matter who the hell the opponent is. Almost all the time. Not always. One way or another, though, they do get that double-digit lead. Unless they're playing the Chiefs. You get your double-digit lead. You can set your watch to it. Here come the mistakes that prevent you from putting a team away. It has bit you twice this year. It has bit you twice. It has turned into losses twice. But even the wins, are just maddening because they continue to conduct themselves in a way and commit actions that forcibly stop them from pulling away in football games and winning. That's what I see. So if it doesn't go the way we think it's going to go going in, I can wrap my head around that. But I'm talking about simply what happens while the clock is running.
Yeah. And it's a systemic failure, and it, to me, has little to do with the defense. It has more to do with the red zone offense, which, again, they are 29th in football, and you can look at, okay, they're not going to score every time. Fine, you're not going to score every time. You're at 47%, which is 29th. Last year, you were 68%. And all I've heard is, okay, McCaffrey comes back. That should fix it. And so far, one game in, it hasn't fixed it. Baltimore is at 76.7%. And Baltimore's a really good team. So three of every four trips in the red zone, they get a touchdown. The Niners don't. And now you compound it with the fact that your field goal kicker is in a funk, maybe, or maybe he just had a bad game.
I don't know.
Or he's got a bad foot. Whatever he has, that first half should have never been 10-3. You should have been up 17-3 or 20-3. And I look at beyond just Jake Moody, and I look at the clock management from Kyle Shanahan at the end of the half, which I think was botched again. He's too conservative. The opening drive where Brock Purdy had two guys open and he didn't hit either guy in a drive where you could have kept things moving and you wound up having to punt. You punted from their 39-yard line. Third and seven from the 39. You could have run it. You could have gone for a short pass. You could have gone for a field goal.
But that's all coulda.
Like, but you didn't.
I know,
my point.
But execution in football games doesn't all, like, every quarterback misses open people. They don't see them, or someone's in their face, or the angle isn't there.
But if we're looking at what went wrong, for me, I don't look at Nick Bosa not being able to tackle Baker Mayfield.
That's a gap.
Those are
two mistakes. No, they're two totally different things.
Brock Purdy made mistakes.
Nick Bosa made bigger ones.
They're not even close. He made one mistake.
No, he didn't. He had two. The running back wrapped up at the line of scrimmage, and he let him just flick him right off of him.
Well, this is a team that is among the league leaders in missed tackles.
And he let the offensive lineman, who's a journeyman,
he's a paid professional, though, right?
Come on.
No,
was
he just
making excuses?
Was he pulled off the street? I think you're being overly hard on one individual And I don't think that Nick Bosa was the reason why that game was in doubt.
Why are you only focused on the other side of the ball?
I'm focused on the special teams more than anything.
Well, sure.
I look at early in the game, Brock Purdy with open receivers that he didn't find. He didn't complete passes, and those are points that were left on the field.
I mean, to come out of yesterday's game, and, like, I will grant you, someone asked me yesterday who didn't see the game, how did Brock look? I go, it's not his best game.
Right, he was good. But the second half, he was great.
On the list of problems, I'm not getting to Brock until I'm in the teens. Like, for you to come out of yesterday's game pointing at Brock Purdy?
No.
Come on.
I'm not pointing my sole shot at Brock Purdy, but we're talking about where points were left on the field, and there were points left on the field by Brock Purdy.
Right. Execution mistakes happen on all sides of the ball,
including
every game,
defense.
And that's, but they're different levels of them.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, not seeing a receiver, to me, or not having the angle to deliver, or whatever, is completely different than a superstar pass rusher multiple times having two hands on a player half his size and can't get him to the ground. That's I just see that as different.
Yeah.
And the penalties, that's different. These are self-inflicted wounds. Everything we talk about on special teams, self-inflicted. Nobody's trying to stop you from doing those things. Like, if I'm Nick Bosa and I get blocked or I get double teamed, okay, you got blocked or double teamed. But when you shake the double team, when you fly into the backfield and you've got somebody wrapped around with your big bear claws, and then that person just shoves you off, that's a different level. That's a gaffe. And the 49ers do way, way too much of that. Brock to me was like, I don't know, he floated a lot, it seems like, in the first half. A lot of balls were coming in high.
Yeah.
Wasn't terribly accurate. But when the quarterback walks out of there with 350-plus yards, no turnovers, I got no issue.
Well, you win when he doesn't turn the ball over.
Yeah.
And, you know, you want to talk about the Baker Mayfield fourth down play, and I'm looking at it here. Floyd had a chance to sack him, and he ran right by him. So, like, the fact that that happened, and if he contains his pass rush, he probably gets to him long before Nick Bosa even has a chance to get stiff arm. So everything defensively is not just one guy.
No, of course not. But again, Nick Bosa has earned every bit of being in the focal point crosshairs. That's how this works. That's how this works. And if you watch the game yesterday, they're literally talking about it in the middle of the game. Tom Brady's talking about it. Nick's getting stonewalled. He got absolutely beat on about 80% of his snaps. And that's not good. And I wouldn't say that about anybody else on the field except for, like, Jake Moody. Jake Moody also had about the same batting average yesterday as Nick Bosa. And they were objectively bad in that football game yesterday as individuals. So I'm not pointing at the defense as a whole. Nick was wildly disappointing, I thought. Moody, wildly disappointing. Daryl Luter, wildly disappointing. I don't want him back there where the ball falls anymore ever again.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.